Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Leader of the Secret Service steps down. We have the story.
Vice President Harris hits the campaign trail. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. The city of Wichita asks residents to voluntarily conserve water. Hear what steps they say will help coming up.
A new Jackie Robinson statue is coming to McAdams Park. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle has resigned, following calls to step down sparked by the aftermath of the assassination attempt on former President Trump. Fox's Aisha Hosni has the latest from Capitol Hill.
A bipartisan effort is underway on Capitol Hill to investigate the agency. As former President Trump, who met with Cheadle at the RNC last week, tells Fox Digital, she never gave me proper protection. Many requests were made by on-site Secret Service for more people, always with a turndown or no response. House Speaker Mike Johnson and Democrat leader Hakeem Jeffries launched a bipartisan task force to figure out how the alleged shooter, Thomas Crooks, got such a clear shot at former President Trump.
President Biden is expected to soon appoint a new director, thanking Director Cheadle for her service, saying a crime like the assassination attempt can never happen again.
Vice President Harris hits the campaign trail in Wisconsin as she rounds up support from Democratic delegates. More on this from West Allis, Wisconsin.
It's the first rally for now presidential candidate Kamala Harris, hours after securing enough support from the Democratic delegates to secure the nomination. Harris, a former prosecutor and attorney general, telling a crowd near Milwaukee she has what it takes to beat Trump. Out on the trail, she is touting the $100 million in donations she quickly nabbed. Back in Washington, she got the backing of House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. She has visited Wisconsin nearly a dozen times as vice president, showing just how important this swing state is.
And that's Fox's Alexis McAdams with that report. Former President Trump says he would like to debate the vice president, but has not committed to the next scheduled debate in September on ABC.
Police have placed an 11-month-old girl into protective custody after she was found in the canal near Interstate 135 and Pawnee in South Wichita. Tuesday afternoon, officers were called to that area to check on the welfare after they received the report of a child in the canal. The child was taken to a local hospital for precautionary medical evaluation. An investigation is ongoing. Now, police say a man named Vincent James Perez may have information pertinent to the investigation.
The city of Wichita wanting to reduce water use by 10%, asking residents to voluntarily conserve water and outlining several steps to reach that goal.
Summer outdoor irrigation is the biggest use of water. Residents are asked to only water 1 to 2 times per week between the hours of 10 p.m. and 8 a.m. Gary Jansen with Public Works also had this request.
We are asking, including ourselves, to not overseed lawns or plant new trees or shrubs this fall.
The city has also limited turf watering at city facilities to just once a week. City fountains have been off since January of 2023. A water rate increase proposal will come before the city council on August 8th. Residential customers who currently use 7,500 gallons of water a month would see an increase on their water and sewer bill of $10.61. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
And if the drought lingers and water levels at Cheney Lake continue to drop, mandatory water restrictions could be enacted.
Construction, that is, of the new Jackie Robinson statue at McAdams Park is underway in North Wichita.
Cement for the new statue was poured Tuesday, intended for its home plate base. League 42 Executive Director Bob Lute says they plan to unveil the statue on August 5th. It's being created with the statue's original mold in Colorado. The original statue was cut off above the cleats and was later destroyed in January, prompting a police investigation. The cleats, which remained behind, were later donated to the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum in Kansas City. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Kansas City Royals going for a 5-game winning streak last night. Could they get it done? We'll have talk about that coming up sports.
A man's body found in South Wichita Monday night. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. The KNSS Morning News, Steve and Ted now, 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. Police say a man's body was found in South Wichita Monday night in the area of Harry and Broadway. Investigators say they found the body of the 44-year-old man who was pronounced deceased by Sedgwick County EMS. Police say the man's death was not the result of criminal behavior. His identity has not been released.
The Senate receiving a letter from New Jersey Democrat Senator Bob Menendez notifying lawmakers of his intention to resign.
The Senate was notified that New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez intends to resign August 20th.
Before the Senate, a communication regarding the resignation of Senator Menendez. Without objection, the letter will be printed in the record and spread upon the journal.
In a letter addressed to New Jersey's governor, he says this date gives his staff time to transition as well as the governor time to find a replacement. He writes that while he intends to appeal the guilty verdict, he doesn't want the Senate to be involved in a lengthy process that will distract from important work. The Senate told him they'd begin an ethics investigation that could result in his expulsion. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Demonstrators gathered in the nation's capital to protesting Israel's government ahead of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's address to Congress set for today. Fox's Chad Peregrim tells us more from Capitol Hill.
Swarms of pro-Palestinian protesters occupying a Capitol office building. Capitol Police making arrests, with staffers for one Democratic Congressman, Dan Kildee, barricading themselves inside their office as protesters banged on the doors. Protesters not welcome near the Capitol for the speech, a giant fence encircling the complex. But Republicans say Netanyahu is welcome. But absent Vice President Harris in Indianapolis for a pre-scheduled event. Republicans making Harris's absence a campaign issue.
An aide to the vice president says the Israeli prime minister will meet with Vice President Harris at the White House this week, despite her absence from his speech.
Removal is recommended for a judge in the state of New York for what's being described as a prolonged rant after a brawl broke out at a high school graduation party.
A judicial commission found that State Supreme Court Justice Aaron Gall tried to get uninvited guests arrested, threatened to shoot black teenagers, and bragged that her 18-year-old son put the smackdown on another partygoer. The party was being held at a friend's house in Oneida County near Syracuse in 2022, with Gall bragging, "That's how Mrs. G rolls." The commission found that Gall, who's white, created the appearance that she harbored racial bias, which could undermine confidence in her integrity. Gall is now suspended from the bench with pay, while the state's highest court, the Court of Appeals, makes a final decision. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Traffic, the traffic volumes are thinning out quite a bit. You can see that on those Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras. So things here in the Wichita area looking pretty good as far as traffic goes. One concern, though, yesterday, KDOT did close that ramp. Everybody has to remember the ramp from eastbound Kellogg to northbound I-135. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Temperatures keep going up for your Wednesday, expecting a high of 94 under a mostly sunny sky. A southerly breeze going to be pretty light out there with winds at the minimum, only getting up to 5 to 15 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now a few clouds, 68 degrees, calm, no wind at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Summer has started, and you know what that means. The sun's going to be out in full force. Whether it's for gardening or golfing, game time or lake time, Hatman Jack's will make sure you're protected from the sun's rays. Hatman Jack's is open Tuesday through Saturday at 601 West Douglas at the Clock Tower in Delano. Stephen's Head of the Morning here on KNSS, the 24th day of July. And Louis Gigliotti just recently got his veterans benefits. They came 78 years after the 103-year-old World War II veteran was discharged from the U.S. Army. Even though he had a veteran card, his caretaker says he never knew there were veteran benefits like free health care. So the Alaska man has been paying his own medical bills out of pocket for nearly eight decades. That's changed now, and his caretaker is talking to the Veterans Administration Health Facility in Anchorage to get everything set up. Family, friends, and patrons at the Alaska Veterans Museum gathered last week to honor Gigliotti. No one ever questioned why this vet had to pay for his own medical treatment. Sounds to me like nobody cared about him until now. 8:14, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And I'll tell you what, the last national political picture changed dramatically over the weekend with the President Biden say he's not going to run for re-election. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern with us this morning for a little more on this. Good morning, Jared. Nice to have you with us. Can you hear me?
President Biden this evening for the first time, right, since he made that abrupt about-face on Sunday. We had heard, up really until that point that he was in this race. The campaign was full steam ahead. Obviously, he is stepping aside, making that decision Sunday afternoon. And it's hard to not view this Oval Office address this evening as anything but historic. It has not been since Lyndon Johnson in 1968 that a president who was eligible for another term did not take that opportunity, did not run. And that announcement was made in a Oval Office address by then President Johnson. This will be an opportunity for President Biden to explain his decision to the American people, explain to the American people why he is staying in the presidency for six more months, what that looks like, what he'd like to accomplish, how he plans to kind of set up Vice President Harris. And I think offer an explanation for this decision. Was it made because he believes that he had lost the confidence of the Democratic Party? Was it because he believed he could no longer beat Donald Trump? Are there other considerations, family considerations, health considerations, age considerations? Listen, I think there are an awful lot of folks that are curious about the sudden departure here of President Biden after he had spent weeks being so adamant and so defiant in the face of growing calls for him to step aside in this presidential election.
As someone who was of draft age and watched President Johnson That announcement, I can tell you, that was a bombshell. It was a
speech, as I recall, because actually, believe it or not, I read the transcript of it yesterday. It was, about a 40-minute address, and the first 39 minutes were really about Vietnam and how you know, he understood that was becoming a losing war, and that was obviously a big reason why he had politically lost the support of the Democratic Party. But but it's kind of in that, obviously we're not dealing with Vietnam right now. There are a lot of challenges that this president's facing, but much like Johnson, I think this is a president who saw that he was no longer a able standard bearer for the Democratic Party.
You got about 100 days until this election, and time grows short. But and so the Democrats, if they nominate Ms. Harris, then they have to come up with a vice. I mean, the whole picture is changing quick. So, folks,
she's
going
to have to pick a running mate. I think you're going to see that running mate emerge pretty soon.
Yeah.
They have a fairly short list of folks that they are looking at. But I think that's going to be a significant choice because one thing that Democrats in the Harris campaign believe that she presents are some new opportunities to expand Democratic voters in sort of the Sun Belt, Georgia, Arizona, Nevada, given the number of Democrats there who are younger, that are black voters, are Latino voters, some of those demographics that have been souring on President Biden. The flip side is that one of the appeals that Biden had, at least in 2020, was kind of reconsolidating the old Democratic base, those older white union voters who have become disenchanted with the economy. So does she pick a running mate to kind of balance that side of the ticket? There are certainly some folks on that list who speak to kind of more that Midwest, upper Midwest, Rust Belt kind of area. It's going to be a big decision for her and a decision that we expect to be made in pretty short order, given the timeline in front of her and how quickly Democrats, have Chicago's convention coming up.
One thing's for sure, this next 100 days is going to be very interesting. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern with us. Thank you, Jared, for being with us this morning. Steve and Ted in the morning, 8:18 on this Wednesday morning. And it's sports time with Ted Woodburn. And Ted, you got the basketball going on, right, sir?
Yeah, another night for hoops here in Wichita, as Wichita, of course, hosting a regional this year in the 11th annual TBT, the basketball tournament, the $1 million winner-take-all summer tournament, taking place at Koch Arena on the campus of Wichita State. We only got one game tonight. It's a regional finals game, round 3 in the round of 16 of the TBT, and it features alums from KU against alums from Colorado. It's Team Colorado taking on Mass Street. That game will tip off at 8 o'clock tonight, and that'll be nationally televised on FS1. So there you go. The KU alums against the Colorado alums tonight in the third round of 16 of the TBT. We'll take a look at Major League Baseball last night. The Kansas City Royals at home at Kauffman Stadium. 22,000 fans on hand as the Royals were going for a 5-game winning streak. But that couldn't get accomplished. Got down 3-0 in the first inning, and Colin, we're never in this game. The Royals lose 6-2 to Arizona, snapping that 4-game winning streak. And the Royals lose a game in the playoff race, too. Now just a 1-game lead for the Royals over the Boston Red Sox for a wild card spot in the American League with a couple months to go in the season. The Royals hosting Arizona again tonight to wrap up a 3-game series in interleague play. Royals Diamondbacks listen live at 7 o'clock tonight. It's on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. We'll take a look at Major League Baseball last night. The first-place Los Angeles Dodgers win at home. They beat the San Francisco Giants 5-2. Coming out of the bullpen for the Dodgers, Wichita native Blake Treinen throwing a scoreless 8th inning. He's got a 2.0 earned run average on the season. Dodgers on a 5-game winning streak right now. Don't forget, starting on Monday, our daily training camp reports with Mitch Holtus, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. Our daily check-in with Mitch begins on Monday for 4 straight weeks from Chiefs training camp. That'll be right at this time, every weekday morning at 8:15 with Mitch, starting on Monday next week. So make sure you are here for that.
Can't wait.
We've got the Summer Olympics coming up in the U.S. in Los Angeles in a few years, and it looks like we have a Winter Olympics on tap as well.
The International Olympic Committee making it official with an announcement in Paris.
The 27th Olympic Winter Games 2034 are awarded to Salt Lake City, Utah.
Thomas Bach, the president of the IOC, confirming that Utah will once again host the Winter Olympic Games in 2034. Salt Lake City previously held the Games in 2002. Former Olympic gold medal skier Lindsey Vonn and Utah Governor Spencer Cox were on hand to celebrate. The committee also announcing Wednesday that the French Alps will serve as host for the 2030 Winter Games. Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
And we got a big football birthday today. Former Kansas State quarterback legend Steve Grogan is 71 years old today. Came out of Ottawa, Kansas, and had a great career at K-State. And he was drafted in the NFL in the fifth round by the New England Patriots. Played his whole career there, 16 years. Got the Patriots all the way to the Super Bowl in 1985 against the Chicago Bears. Grogan finished his pro career with 27,000 passing yards, led the league in both passing and quarterback rushing stats several times in his career, ran for a quarterback record 12 touchdowns in 1976, and that record stood for 35 seasons. And a little K-State trivia for you. There's only one number ever retired for K-State football. That's number 11. That was worn by both Steve Grogan and Lynn Dickey, both quarterbacks. That's the only number that's ever been retired at K-State. How about that? Former K-State quarterback Steve Grogan. It's his birthday. He's 71 years old today. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
Happy birthday to Bruce Hurdle. A radio and TV guy. And I remember when I was at KFH, his first job was in radio at KFH. He was the voice of the Wichita Wings soccer team.
Yeah, and he did a great job doing that.
Here's a kid who had actually had no experience. And he could
master. Well, it's because he was a natural.
He mastered all those foreign names. Yep. The game. Anyway, he's a great guy. Happy birthday, Bruce. 8:23 now. And keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean charges a Biden setup. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, 8:30, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 71 degrees this morning. A pedestrian was hit by a car last night at 21st and Payne in North Wichita. The man was hospitalized in critical condition, but he is expected to survive. The driver is cooperating with investigators. Police say poor lighting in the area may have contributed to the accident. And a woman pedestrian suffered serious injuries after she was hit by a truck in southwest Wichita Tuesday. This was near 31st and Seneca. Police say the woman is expected to recover. Exploration Place has announced that their attendance for the 2023-24 fiscal year was over 409,000, breaking the previous record of visitors set last year by 13%. The museum's president, Adam Smith, says the increase is due in part to new family memberships and the success of the Digital Dome Theater, offering laser shows and musical events.
We've been working really hard on programming, things like the Drone Light Festival. That's been a really successful event for us.
Meanwhile, work continues on the new amphitheater and a destination playscape featuring 10 playgrounds, which is set to open next year. Former President Trump gearing up his campaign to take on Vice President Kamala Harris after President Biden dropped out of the 2024 presidential race. Fox's Bill Malushin has more from Cincinnati.
Former President Trump putting focus on the VP in a call with reporters.
If Kamala Harris does end up being the Democrats' nominee, will you commit to debating her at least one time?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I'd want to. I think it's important. I would be willing to do more than one debate, actually.
Trump also sounded off on Truth Social moments after Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle resigned, posting, quote, "The Biden-Harris administration did not properly protect me, and I was forced to take a bullet for democracy. It was my great honor to do so."
15 years in prison, that's the sentence for an Army civilian employee who stole more than $100 million from a development program meant for the children of military families.
Janet Mello was a financial manager for a youth program at Fort Sam Houston in Texas. She had created a phony program and used it to accept nearly $109 million in grant money. She took the money and bought real estate and high-end jewelry, including one item which cost more than $900,000. There were 82 vehicles, including a Maserati and a 1954 Corvette. This went on for 6 years until Mello was caught. Her lawyer says she's remorseful and hopes to sell the items to reimburse the government. Roger Stern, Fox News.
The European Climate Service, Copernicus, says Earth sizzled to the hottest day ever measured last Sunday. It's yet another heat record that's been shattered in the past couple of years. Copernicus preliminary data shows the global average temperature Sunday was 62.76 degrees Fahrenheit, which beats the previous record set just a year ago. Stephen, 10 in the morning, KNSS 851 here on this Wednesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
City of Wichita asks citizens to reduce water use or face mandatory conservation during drought.
Two.
11-month-old girl found in canal under I-135. She's in good health and protective custody.
One.
Vice President Harris hits the campaign trail with prominent Democrat support and rapidly growing war chest. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras showing that we do still have a little bit of heavy traffic southbound on I-135. It's on the ramp to K-96, so do watch out for that. Otherwise, things looking pretty good on the highways. And, of course, remember, though, yesterday we started up some new road construction. They closed that ramp from eastbound Kellogg to northbound I-135. Traffic on KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Two convenient locations, downtown at Market and Waterman and 47th Street South and Broadway in the former Kmart building. You can see it all at carlstire.com. Carl's Goodyear, your home for complete car care.
Sunny today with a high of 94 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 70. For Thursday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 95 degrees. Now clear, calm, 71 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And trading's underway on Wall Street. The Dow is down just over 220 points.
The S&P 500 way down, almost 64 points. And the NASDAQ is off by more than 320 points. Now look at business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. After 3 decades of ownership in Wichita, Green Acres Market reached an agreement last week with Florida-based Healthier Choices Management over a full sale of the business. Founder Barb Hoffman confirmed this week. Green Acres Market opened on 21st and Rock in 1994 and has provided local customers with organically produced home goods, which include supplements, grocery, health, and beauty products. Over the years, the business expanded to 3 locations in Wichita and 2 in Oklahoma.
As Sedgwick County continues a years-long pursuit of a long-term headquarters, it's not likely to leave its current downtown home anytime soon. Lindsay Poe Rousseau is Sedgwick County's chief financial officer, saying with the county not having decided yet on a new administrative building location, it now plans to extend its lease at the Ruffin Building through the year 2026. She said the federal government recently provided clarification that American Rescue Plan Act funds can be used by the county to pay rent through the end of 26. Sedgwick County does have a 3-year lease for 51,000 square feet at the downtown Ruffin Building at Broadway and Douglas. And that lease runs through June of next year. And that's local business news from the Wichita Business Journal.
Today is National Drive-Through Day. Recognizing an innovation conveniently going strong today, the drive-through reached its iconic zenith in the 1950s. Iconic zenith, but stayed strong through the 60s, 70s, and beyond. People have enjoyed this service since the 1930s. And during the pandemic, of course, when people couldn't really go to restaurants, some of the folks who had drive-through did quite well with their businesses under those conditions. So, the drive-through lane. What would we do without it, Ted?
Yeah, you don't even have to get out of your car to get your food. Yep.
All right, Steve and Ted in the morning. Coming up, we got the Glenn Beck program here on KNSS. Kevin Roberts, Heritage Foundation president. He's going to be looking at the Democratic ballot and how it's changing by the minute. Top of the hour news, Vice President Harris hits the campaign trail. If you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, go on the Odyssey app. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, the Dana Lash Show. News updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.